This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Open for Business is powered by BossBolay.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
BFM 89.9, the business station. Welcome to Open for Business this morning. My name is Rich Bradbury. Now, I'm going to be talking a little bit about card trend systems. I'll be speaking with Chi Yong Mok. He's the managing director of Card Trend Systems. They're a digital economy enabler. They offer a range of comprehensive and secure services such as the Fleet Ops backend system, Loyalty Ops backend, iAuth, iPricer, iCrypto, amongst other things. I believe they're involved in NFTs and all kinds of stuff. Welcome to the show, Mr. Mok. How are you?
Hi, everybody. I'm good. Very good today to see everyone here.
Excellent. Mr. Mok, just before we get started on the first question, could you explain to me what, in your mind, is a digital economy enabler?
Digital economy enabler, which is a provider that helps people to get into the digital economy, I suppose.
Okay. Fairly simple.
Yeah.
Okay. So as a digital economy enabler, I mean, I've just mentioned a few things there, but what are some of the services offered by Card Trend Systems to your clients? And can you explain to me what some of those services are?
We actually are offering the digital transaction solutions, such as card system, fuel card system, e-wallet backend, or loyalty program. Mm-hmm. Anything to do that you need to transfer your money to the other guy, or your point to the other guy, or your coupon to the other guy. So we do all this.
Aha. Uh-huh. And which industries have you contributed to through these solutions, and how has it impacted your clients?
In last few years, we are very, very focused in this oil and gas industry.
I see.
I mean, downstream, which is the business to do with all the gas station. So we have to provide reliable system. That means you always can get your car fill up.
Yeah.
And we actually also build really strong partnership throughout the years with all our
clients. Mm-hmm. And what makes your company different, Mr. Mok? You know, what would you say is... how do you stand out in providing these fintech solutions for your particular clients?
Well, if you're referring to the entire fintech, that's very wide, very big. But if we narrow down the scope, I think our strong point is we have been providing proven digital solution in last 20 years.
Mm. Mm. You're no longer a startup, are you?
Yeah. Yes.
So you have the history, you have the knowledge, and that would that be something that you would argue is a big strength of Card Trend?
Yes. If to survive the company for 30 years is very difficult.
Yeah.
So if you're not good enough, you couldn't do that.
Mm-hmm. Now, I was reading that you've processed more than 50 million card transactions across multiple countries. Mm-hmm. What have been the different challenges in managing, those cashless transactions in the region? I mean, talk me through some of those. I mean, those are huge numbers. 50 million is a lot. Must have been difficult during that period. And what are some of the challenges that you have faced?
Challenges. I live with challenges every day. So, but one of those big ones is we have to handle transaction during the peak hour of the peak season.
Right.
You imagine. So our system has to respond to all the incoming transaction without fail.
Mm. And this is 50 million transactions per month, right?
Yeah. Yes. Yes. But
all without fail.
We couldn't split the transaction evenly throughout the month. because you won't pump midnight, right? So you pump certain time. So sometimes we really have really, really peak hours. And so, on top of that, all the suggestions we have taken, and we have to do the calculation back end. We have to do the reconciliation. We have to make sure everything is good. And then all the people get paid, get reimbursed, and update all the account during the night before the next cycle start. You see, the work behind is a lot of, I mean, our engineer will have to work at night, you know, to make sure everything is in order during that time.
And how do you guarantee stuff like, you know, privacy and security for something like this?
This is, I think, will be pretty standard for us because our solution are designed and developed according to the industry standard. For example, the VISA standard or the ISO standard. And then and all the process flow or SOP to use our system are also designed according to the rules and regulation.
Right.
So in this sense, our guarantee is as good as everyone else in the industry.
This is, I mean, this is some really interesting stuff. But, you know, with all that experience you've had in the fintech industry, and you've kind of been looking around, and you obviously, you've observed things. And what other gaps are there in the industry that you're in that you think might need addressing?
Wow. Actually, in for my personal opinion, there are a few. Okay, for example, a solution to cover the underserved people. People have no access or very limited access to the bank facility.
Yeah.
I'm not talking about only the banking, like putting your money into saving. I'm talking about also the microfinance, the all the bond or fund they can purchase to guarantee their income or the education for the next generations and things like that. So I think there are still a big gap in this space because all the bank or finance institution, they want to serve these people, but they don't have an effective channel to do this cost effectively.
Yeah. And so that's something that you're considering, is it?
Not for now, but it's one of my checklists. I would do it.
Something on the checklist and maybe in the pipeline.
Yes.
I'll just leave it at that then. Okay, Mr. Mock, let's just take a short break here before we move on. Folks, I'm on the phone with Chi Yong Mock. He is the Managing Director of Card Trend Systems. They're a homegrown digital economy enabler, and they offer a range of comprehensive and secure services. More on that very shortly. We're taking a break here on Open for Business on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Open for Business will reopen in a few moments. Powered by BossBully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Become fabulous millionaires. BFM 89.9.
Open for Business is powered by BossBully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
BFM 89.9, the business station. My name is Rich Bradbury. Welcome back to Open for Business. I'm speaking with Chi Yong Mok, the Managing Director of Card Trend Systems. They're a homegrown digital economy enabler, offering a range of comprehensive and secure services, such as the Fleet Ops backend system, loyalty cards, all kinds of stuff. Mr. Mok, we were just speaking earlier about, you know, your experience in the fintech industry and some of the other gaps that you've observed. Now, are there any new and different business ventures that you can actually see yourself taking part in? I know you were talking about the underserved and the underbanked. That is something on the horizon. Is there something that you can be getting involved with, you know, fairly soon, do you think?
On that note, it will be, but not immediate because actually we have diversified last year. And because we need to create different income stream to the company, being the current economy status. And one of the direction that we would like to take back now is the Islamic digital economy.
How are you going to get involved in that?
Actually, we feel ourselves, our niche market is getting smaller.
Right.
Meaning I'm feeling that not secure anymore. I mean, if you remain to what we have now, that's why we ask ourselves, what should we do after 10 years? Therefore, in early 2021, meaning last year, we start to do some brainstorming session internally and looking for a long-term strategy. And at the end, we choose to work on this Islamic digital economy.
That's very interesting. And within that Islamic digital economy, what are the gaps there that you'd like to address? And how are you preparing, you know, for this venture?
Actually, we has identified our runway, and we also wish to remain this runway as a blue ocean as long as it can.
Yeah.
And because we haven't started yet, so I think you should arrange a session for me. Maybe end of this year, I'll tell you.
Very smart. I mean, I know that you're interested in things like accommodating innovative stuff, like, you know, contactless donations, non-fungible tokens, and all of that kind of stuff. These are things that you're going to be getting yourselves involved with later on, is it?
This is some of the functions, definitely. I mean, but it's more than that, you know. We will offer like the lifestyle thing for the Muslim.
Yeah.
So that they will be very comfortable when they experience the digital lifestyle. Because what we emphasize is on the people, not the institution or the company. So this is how we different approach to this digital economy for Islam.
And all Sharia compliant digital transactions and all of that kind of stuff.
Yes, but from different angle. It's not from the bank angle. It's not from the compliance angle. Not from the governing angle. But from the Muslim point of view.
Now, what are your hopes for other fintech solution providers in the Islamic fintech industry? And what advice would you give if they plan to participate in Malaysia's Islamic digital economy?
Actually, I wish all the participants should have planned and find their own unique selling point. USP before they actually embark to this fintech industry, because yes, we actually need more industry player, more participant in the industry. But more importantly, what we need is someone has already prepared to be here for a long time.
Meaning, right.
I just don't like someone be in the market, stir everything, then they cannot sustain or they just need that market.
Yeah. And for those people that, you know, might be already involved or thinking of getting involved in something like this, you know, are the resources there to help one another in helping to contribute to the, you know, Islamic digital economy?
Yes, because this Islamic digital economy is a part of our national direction, because it has been mentioned is in the SPV 2030. And because of this, there are many of the government agency and department actually have a platform program to help participants in this space. For example, MDEC has a special department for this. And also the MOSTI also have some program for this. So we just need to tag along, you know, to according to the guideline, according to the direction that driven by all this agency. So I think we are good for evolve together to develop together with the market.
You beat me to it, you see. I was just about to ask you about MDEC and your involvement with them. Well, thank you very much for clearing that up. Okay, Mr. Mok, that's everything I have for you today. Thank you very much for your time. I've been on the phone with Chi Yong Mok. He is the Managing Director of Card Trend Systems, a homegrown digital economy enabler. If you want to find out more about them, head over to their website. You can find out more. Mr. Mok, what is your website address?
My website address is cardtrend.com.
There you go, folks. It's as simple as that. If you missed any part of this show, you can download the podcast wherever you normally download it from. I recommend the BFM app. It's available in the Apple App Store or Google Play. For Open for Business, my name is Rich Bradbury here on BFM 89.9, the business station.
Are you open for business? Register your company with BossBully.com, Malaysia's first online company secretary.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.